Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Mishnayos Masechta Makos, and we are in Perek Aleph, and we are up to Mishnah Yud. Mishnah starts off, Mishanigmar Dino, if someone had a Gemar Din, meaning Bezdin had issued a sentence against this person, Uvarach, and before they were able to execute the sentence, and in this case we're talking about actually a death sentence, the person ran away. Ubolifne oso bezdin, and then later, at some later point, the same person comes in front of the same bezdin that sentenced him, and wants to ask for a repeal or an appeal. So the Mishnah says, ein sosrin esdinai. You do not open up the hearing, even if it's possible that you may be able to find a schus. And the chiddush is, obviously, we had mentioned previously that there's an inyan to try and save a person from the death penalty, because the pasuk says v'itzilas eda. Nevertheless, once there is a sentence, the same bezdin does not rehear the sentence. So they would execute the original psak din. Kol mokam sheyamdu shnayim. Another halacha the Mishnah tells us is that anywhere where you have two edim coming and testifying, v'yomru, and they say, ma'idin anu be'ish pliny, we testify about this person, shenigmar dino be'beis din shel pliny, that he had a sentencing in such and such a bezdin, and specifically, we know Uploni Uploni Edov, and the witnesses that testified in that case were Ploni and Ploni, giving the names. So based on the testimony of these Edim, saying that there was a Gemar Din, there was a sentencing in another Bezdin, says Harei Ze Yehoreg, they would be believed, so that this person would be taken out to be killed and get the death penalty. Even though the chiddush here is, it's in another bezdin, it's not the original bezdin that did the sentencing. Mishnah then tells us, Sanhedrin, that here we're talking about, if you look in the Bar Tanur, he explains that a bezdin, in order to be able to be done, to judge cases of capital punishment and dine mamonis and knas, they had to have gotten smicha in Eretz Yisrael. And such a Sanhedrin, noheges ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz. Once they get smicha, they can sit and judge both in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz la'aretz. Sanhedrin ha'horeges, the Mishnah now tells us that in terms of the death penalty, we're talking about a bezdin of 23, if they happen to have a sentencing of somebody to death of once in 7 years, ha'horeges echad b'shavua, that they have issued a death sentencing and a death penalty, and killed a person as a result once in a 7 year cycle, says the Tanakama, nikreis chavlonis. It is referred to, it is called a Bezdin Chavlonis Lashon of Chabola, that they are destructive because they should be more careful and more deliberate in researching the details of the case to try and find this chus so that they would be able to save this person from the death penalty. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah goes one step further and says, Echad L'Shivim Shana, that if a Bezdin carried out the death penalty once in 70 years, it would be considered a Bezdin Chavlonis, because there's an obligation to go and try and find a schus for someone before issuing the death penalty. Reb Taufern v'Rabbi Kiva Omrim, Reb Taufern and Reb Kiva were known to say, Ilu hayinu b'Sanhedrin, had we been in the Sanhedrin, then we would ask so many questions and investigate so carefully that lo nerag adam me'olam, that the Sanhedrin, the Bezdin, would never issue a death sentence, period. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says in response to what Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva said, Af hein, so to them, referring to Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, Marbin Shofchei Domim B'Yisrael, because under their philosophy, under their hashkafa, there would not ever be a death sentence carried out that would eliminate a deterrent for murderers, because they would know that there's no way that they would ever get the death penalty, even if they're caught. And therefore, Reb Shimon Gamliel held that Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva's approach would be marbe, would increase murderers in Klal Yisrael. Clearly, Reb Shimon Gamliel held that the death penalty is in fact a deterrent for murderers, and that is why he made the statement that he made. With this, we end Mishnah Yud, and we move on to Perek Sheni, Mishnah Aleph. This perek is called Elohein HaGoylin, and it talks about the parsha of someone who kills b'shogeg, someone who murders b'shogeg by mistake, unintentionally. And we know there's a parsha of Orei Miklat, that he goes into Golus, he goes into exile, he goes to one of the cities of refuge, and while he's in one of the cities of refuge, the family members of the person that was murdered, known as the Goel Hadam, basically cannot harm the person who murdered b'shogeg, as long as he's in Golos in one of the Arei Miklat. Now it's important to know, and the Rabbi Kahati, in his introduction to this Mishnah, explains that there are three types of shogeg. There is a shogeg, which was really completely unintentional, and there was very little, if any, negligence. Then there is a shogeg that was what he calls karav lemezid. It's close to intentional because he was extremely negligent and should have been more careful. And then there is a shogeg shekarav leones, a shogeg that is probably more beyond his control, and therefore an ones, someone who obviously had no choice in the matter. And the case of Golos only applies to somebody who was a shogeg. If somebody was a shogeg that's karev l'ones, then he doesn't go into Golos. He's pater from Golos. And if the Goel Hadam would happen to kill this person, then the Goel Hadam would be chayev misa, because since it was karev l'ones, the Goel Hadam has no right to kill the murderer. In the case of Karav Lemezid, he would not be able to go into Golos, into the Arei Miklat, because the cities of refuge were established only for a middle of the road, we'll call it, shogeg, who is not Karav Leones or Karav Lemezid. It was just an honest mistake. Elohein HaGoylin, the following, and the Mishnah will give us examples so we can determine what types of cases of murder by accident go into Golos. Hahorig nefesh bishgoga, if somebody kills another person bishogeg. Hoya, examples the Mishnah follows with hoya ma'agel b'ma'agela, if somebody was rolling a roller on a roof to smoothen out the clay or the tar on the roof. Fenafla alav, and the roller, which was like a round stone, fell down v'haragatoy, and killed the person below. So that's an example of shogeg, which, if somebody killed by mistake, would go into Golos. Hayimishal shubachavis, if somebody was lowering a barrel, a heavy barrel, with a rope, v'nafla alav, and it slipped, or maybe the rope broke, v'haragatoy, and it killed the person below. That's another example. Hayyorid besulim, if somebody was lowering himself on a ladder, he was going down a ladder, v'nofalalov, and fell down, v'harago, and killed somebody below him. Harezagola, in all these cases, the person goes into Golos. Aval, however, if the person was doing a very similar action, but instead of derech nefila, it was derech aliyah. In other words, instead of doing things going downwards, it was going upwards. Mishnah says, as example of Amhaya Moshech b'magela, if instead of pushing the roller, he was pulling the roller, v'nafla olav, and it fell, v'hargata, or hayadola b'chavis, he was lifting the barrel with the rope, he was bringing it up instead of lowering it, v'nifsa kachevel, and the rope broke, v'nafla olav, and fell, v'hargata, or hayadola b'sulam, or he was going up the ladder, v'nafla olav, v'haragay, hareza enigayla. He does not go into Golos. The Mishnah gives us a rule and says, Zehaklal, this is the rule, Kol Shebederech Yeridasai, if it was done Bederech Yerida in a downward motion or downward direction, then he would go into Golos. V'shalo Bederech Yeridasai, but if it's not in a downward direction, in a Gola, he does not go into Golos. What's the reason? Bar Tanur explains, because in the Parsha of Golos, it says Vayapil Olav, and we learn it should be Derech Nefila. And Rabbi Kahati explains that Derech Nefila is more of a shogeg. So somebody is lowering something, he should check to make sure what's down below. If he's going down the ladder, he should look down to see what's down below. But if somebody's doing a Derech Aliyah, then he's not even thinking that something is going to fall down and therefore hurt somebody below, and therefore it's less of a shogeg, and that's why he would not go into Golos. The Mishnah then goes on to another case where there's a machlokes of Rebbe and the Chachamim. This is a parsha in Sefer Devarim where it talks about somebody chopping wood in a forest. And what happens is, something, as he's chopping the wood, the wood chopper, something gets shot out either from the axe or from the tree and kills another person. Obviously, b'shogeg. So the Mishnah says, Nishmat HaBarzel, if the metal part of the axe separated mikato from the handle. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi interprets the pasuk as a thing that shooting out had to do with the handle of the axe separating from the metal part, v'harag, and the handle or the metal part went and killed somebody. So it says, Rabbi Omer ain't a gola, he does not go into Golos. The reason he doesn't go into Golos is because, according to Rabbi, since we're talking about the axe separating from the handle, it's karav lemezid. He should have been more careful. He should have checked to see if the handle and the axe were tight or secure, and therefore golos doesn't work, doesn't help. The chachamim say gola, that he does go into golos. The chachamim disagree. Now they interpret the pasuk differently. They interpret the pasuk as referring to a piece of wood that separates from the tree, and the wood, the splinter of wood, goes out and hurts another person. Min ha'etzam is baka, if it's from the eitz, the wood that's being chopped, part of the tree goes out and kills somebody. Rabbi Omer Rabbi says gola, that over here there's less of a negligence because it had nothing to do with him checking the axe. It had to do with chopping wood, and he couldn't control or conceive that it would go fly out and somebody happened to be walking by at that time. So it's a real shogeg. So Rebbe says, Gola, he goes into Gola. So the Chachamim say, Eina Gola, does not go into Gola, because according to the Chachamim, they hold that is called Koach Kocho. Koach Kocho, if somebody were to directly throw something at a person, that's kocho, that comes from his force. Koch kocho is the force coming from a force. So his initial force is taking the axe and hitting the tree. The next koach is the piece of the tree that, as a result of the axe hitting the tree, shot out and killed somebody. So that's koach kocho. And they hold that koach kocho does not go into galus. So we have a machlokas, Rebbe and the Chachamim, and la halacha, the Bartanur says, we paskin like the Chachamim. With this we end Mishnah Aleph, Perek Beis, and we will continue, Mr. Shem, next time with Mishnah Beis.